This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
There was a letter to the editor of the Gazette by Douglas Shire local government candidate Kim Rowley, the Tin Shed and Mosman Golf Club boss. And in that letter to the Gazette, Kim said, "Who do DSSG think they are? As you would have read in last week's Gazette, DSSG, the Douglas Shire Sustainability Group, intended to ask all candidates a number of questions and publish them in the Gazette along with a rating system." Now, is this Groundhog Day?
I remember reading this about 4 years ago.
So what has upset you with this?
Look, it's upsetting me. When you look at the questions asked by DSSG, it's basically the policies that have been adopted by the previous council. So they're asking the candidates to continue on with their policies and implement what they want or what they believe we should be doing as a council.
But they also want you and other fresh candidates to answer those questions too.
Well, they use the words plan, budget and commit. How can we commit to anything until we have the information of the current position of council? That's my biggest concern.
They've done this before, and what happens, of course, is they give you a questionnaire, you answer those questions, and then later on, if you don't support something, they say, "Ha ha, we got you, because you said you would do this." So it's kind of, they've got you captive. Are you falling for this?
Definitely not falling for this. These policies that have been adopted by the previous councils, and now we know, to me, where the push is coming from. It's not council sitting down and looking what's best for the Shire. This organisation behind the scenes is dictating to council what the policies should be.
The DSSG, do you know how many members they've got, Kim?
Off the top of my head, I believe there's around 60 members.
60 members. Yeah. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, there's only 40 of those that are ratepayers. And if you look at the population or the ratepaying base in the Douglas Shire, they represent less than 0.5%. And yet they've got this enormous power.
Well, they've got the enormous power with again, the previous council. Hopefully we can change that in the upcoming election.
What do you say to their request?
Look, I can understand their concerns in some aspects. You know, they talk about protecting the reef. That's something we all should be doing, not just as a council.
That's a no-brainer.
That is a no-brainer. And as I keep saying, everything the council should be doing, it should be on a balanced approach. What's best for the Shire, what's best for the community, but also taking into consideration those environmental issues that may arise. When they use words like carbon neutrality, that's a familiar word we've heard over the last 18 months. And one of the biggest concerns is they talk about sustainability. It's not sustainability that they're trying to get across. They're talking about non-growth in the Shire. That's the issue. We don't want growth, therefore sustainability, we'll use that as our tool, that we can't have growth within the Shire.
What does that say to you? That seems very anti-development to me. I'm not against development, but you can't have development at any cost. But that sounds like nothing's going to get done.
That's what they want. And I believe that's what council's been implementing for the last 8 years.
But how do you grow? How does the economy grow? How can people, running businesses afford to pay these huge rates?
Or more importantly, what do the kids do when they leave school? You know, we have these issues, and, you know, we can't create this fantasy land where everyone's going to get a job when they leave school. But the way we've been doing things over the last 18 years, we've done nothing. You know, as businesses, as ratepayers, as you said, someone's got to pay for all these programs that they're looking at. You know, one of the things, as I said, reason I won't commit to anything is we talk about the budget. The budget's in the black. but a very, very small in the black budget. Well, it's funny, I can do that at the tin shed. All I do is stop expenditure and then I'm in the black. But again, someone's got to pay to catch up for all those things that haven't been done. I think that's going to fall to the new council. Catch up is going to cost us a lot of money.
Now, these questions they're putting to you, just like last time, and they'll expect you to hold up your end of the bargain if you answer them. You know that?
Certainly will. Hence, I've already indicated to them that I won't be answering it. How can I commit to anything till I have a full understanding of the position of council?
Of course. I mean, if you're going to do certain things, it's like saying, you know, they went way back and said, are you interested in the environment? Do you care about the environment? Do you care about sustainability? And then they said, well, because of that, these particular candidates that are now councillors, then you'll go for a carbon credit neutral for the council in a forest far, far away in Bundaberg and all that sort of caper. That's a long bow.
It certainly is, and it's pushed by a group of 60.
40 ratepayers.
40 ratepayers, you know. And it's nice to see that the ratepayers association numbers are now three times that of DSSG. So hopefully, you know, they will get stronger and become a stronger voice to council to express the concerns of ratepayers within the Shire.
Kim Rowley, what's your advice to other candidates about answering these questions Gazette-wise?
Look, if you want change, be careful of those that are supporting DSSG.
Kim Rowley, thank you.
Thanks, Paul.